right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And Frank Kramer joins us from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you. It's been a while since I've been on with you.
Yeah, what, it's been a couple weeks. Yeah,
a couple weeks.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was a pill. It's a little bit of a piece of paper. But
why'd you pop it in your mouth?
you know, I was with Malibu Dan in Boston, and it was when he was nervous about flying with weed with him on his person. So he didn't buy any weed before he went to Boston. And, he, you know, he's one of those guys, he's so confident that he could hook up in any city that he's in.
He could.
He probably could, but he tried, and he got shut down. I mean, he couldn't buy weed from anybody. I mean, he really went for it. So I was with Steckler, and Steckler goes, "Hey, there's a pill on the street," right? And it looked like a prescription pill. The guy takes it and puts it in his mouth and swallows it. Had no idea what it was, whose mouth it was in, how much dog crap was on it. The guy takes it Malibu Dan sticks it in his own mouth.
I think I did that once, too.
Is that right?
It was in the old studios in Koreatown.
Right.
Inside the studio, there was a pill on the ground. and it was right when we first started at KLSX, and I picked it up, and I threw it in my mouth and swallowed it in front of Heidi. She's like, "What the hell are you doing?" But there's something about that Breath Assure stuff that just freaks me out. It's not a mint. But I don't understand it, so I'll never take that. But I'll take a pill off the floor at a radio station any day.
Now, I was listening to you guys, was it today or yesterday, when you were talking about the van?
Oh, my God.
And but I never put two and two together. I never looked at it. I just assumed that it was like an unorthodox or an uncomfortable picture of Frosty on the van. And then I said, all right, let me look at it, because Randy was laughing his ass off. And I saw the picture of the van with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and Frosty's nose is where the handle is. And if you go to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, you can see this picture. It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Now, Jerry just saw it for the first. Did you just see it for the first time, dude?
It is.
No,
the
funniest
thing.
I just heard you explain it. I'm going to it right now.
All right, let's get Jerry's reaction. Go to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and click on skip intro. Unless you got a couple hours to kill.
No, okay, well, he's looking that up. When you saw it, did you think that was... That's at FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. It's the main picture on the homepage.
That was my reaction.
But when you saw it, did you think that was done intentionally to mess with Frosty, or that was just the typical mistake from the promotions department?
You know what it was? I thought that, you know, I don't think that they... know how it would affect Frosty.
Don't know how to be funny
on it. Well, no,
I don't know. Funny.
I don't know how they know. They probably don't know that how deep it would affect Frosty psychologically. So I don't think they did it on that level. But of all the people to have that happen to at this station, that's the worst guy to have it happen to.
Well, I do have a surprise for you.
Yes,
I brought a special guest with me tonight.
Is that right?
To be on the show with me and with you.
Really?
And I think he's out in the green room right now, waiting to come in.
Who's
and
that?
Here he is. It's the man himself.
Look at this.
I brought Frosty with me.
Oh, I missed you, baby, so much. I brought you these. I know you have a commercial for 1-800-DEAD-POWER.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, look at that. Jesus Christ.
So now, Tim,
hey,
you can ask the man himself.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. What look at that, dude.
Mr. Handleface.
Oh, that is fantastic. Nice to see you, man.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
We never hang out anymore or anything.
What a pleasure this is.
Yeah, I heard what you were talking about, by the way.
Yeah.
You think it's funny? Since you all have seen it now, can I tell... Frank witnessed my reaction when I saw it for the first time. There's some things that are funny, and there's some things that are just inexcusable, and that's inexcusably incompetent. Of course, I'm used to it in these hallways.
Right. Now, where did you see it for the first time? Did you actually see it outside in the van?
Well, Heidi came in and she was apoplectic. She was with laughter. She could barely breathe. She's like, oh, look at this photo.
Because Heidi parks on the roof and the van was up on the roof. And so when she got to work, she had her iPhone on her. And so she took a picture of the van and brought it in. That's how we got
And
that
I
picture.
Saw it and I thought, holy Jesus Christ in a chicken basket.
Did you make a beeline out there to make sure that it was...
we were live on the air, so I couldn't leave. The thing is, Tim, you've seen it, right? I mean,
I've seen it.
It's either done intentionally, and if that's the case, there will be lawsuits that will be filed at the conclusion of this program. Or if it was done accidentally, it's the most sloppy job I've seen in my life. I mean, it's not funny. It's not. You guys are laughing at me.
But it couldn't have happened to anybody at the station with a deeper meaning than you.
A handle in the middle of my face. Everything from the bridge of my nose to my chinny-chin-chin to both cheeks is nothing but a door handle. I said on the air, Tim, I said, well, I'd understand if it was an advertisement for Bill Handle. Right. It's just not funny.
Yeah, you have to see this thing. It's at FrostyHeidiandFrank.com.
Unbelievably sloppy work.
And the Photoshoppers have been going crazy because they sent me an outdoor large billboard where this is what it would look like, one of those programs where it's like, if you bought a billboard, this is what it would look like. And they put the same picture up there. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on it, and the K of Frank's over Frosty's face.
See, all these Photoshops are flooding in now. I'm never going to outlive this. For the rest of my career, however long or short that is, I'll be the guy known as with a handle in his face. I'm handle guy.
I heard the promotions department's making t-shirts with the handle.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. They think it's funny.
That's love classic. The attention.
I can't wait to give away these Fernando Perez, Miles L. Berman t-shirts next week.
Now, did you guys drive in together?
Yeah.
And we took a car.
I called Frosty on the way in. I was like, you know what, Frosty? I'm going on the Tim Conway show, and so how about you come on with me? And he's like, no, I got a sore throat. And I'm like, come on, pussy.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick.
Frank, are you really?
Frank hates it, but I've been sucking on cough drop lozenges all week. So just to piss you off, I brought one in today. It's a mentholyptus. And Tim, you know what's good for colds? Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
You want to join us?
You know what? I'm actually driving to Oregon after the show.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I'm actually at 11 o'clock tonight. I'm getting in a car and driving
This is like your last show before vacation.
To Portland, yeah.
Portland.
And I'm leaving for 2 weeks.
Who goes to Oregon for vacation? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
I do. I
is
know.
That where your
mom.
I see you got the base tan from Portland.
Yeah. It was a novel idea. It actually matches my underwear. But no, my wife's family's up there, so I sort of use that as an excuse to get up there. And then I go to Portland Meadows. There's casinos up there. There's a lot of drinking, a lot of smoking. You can smoke in a bar. It's like going back, 30 years.
LA was
30 years ago. Yeah. So that's what we like doing up there.
Well, Frank and I we do have a ride, so we're drinking, if you don't mind.
Good for you. Yeah.
How long have you gone?
2 weeks.
And who's filling in?
I think Danny Bonaducci and also Sam Phillips. Not in that order.
No.
But
Danny and Sam together?
No, I don't think together.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think Danny's going to fill in by himself, and then a couple of nights Sam Phillips will fill in.
And how do you feel about that, Tim? I mean, the ratings were doing so well. They're on the way up. I saw the recent ratings. They were
Thank
up. They were up
much.
For the
Thank
first time
you.
In a long time, and now this.
I can't remember what Jack Silver called. It's Sammy Bonacucci, I believe. The same. It is the same person with a vagina. Those two are exactly alike. Yeah. They almost have the same voice.
The more I think about it, they should do the show together.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be separate nights.
Sammy and Danny. Yeah.
Sammy Bonacucci.
All right,
we
got to take a break here. And
last chance for a shot, my friend.
Yes, go for
it. Pass it around,
that.
Brother.
Yeah, that's his second shot.
Where's the webcam so I can mug for it?
Let's put the webcam up on Frosty here while he takes a drink.
Just remember the camera adds 45 pounds.
And how many cameras
are on you? Oh, you're funny.
All right, Frosty and Frank are with us. The only thing missing now is Heidi. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And the two gentlemen sitting in front of me have both just said cheers, salute, and taken a big whiskey shot.
Jack
Frank
Daniels.
And Frosty from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Thanks for having us on the show, Tim.
And Adam Carolla came on. Now, can you take a shot without a beer, without anything back?
No, I'm washing this down with some brewskis.
Yeah. But I used to be able to, you'd take a shot and you could just enjoy it. Now my esophagus is so burned out that if I don't have a 5-gallon jug of sparklets to wash it down, I'm over.
And, We're about the same age, give or take a decade.
Don't insult him like that.
I put the decade thing in there. Right, but the thing is, Tim, you probably, like me, can remember a time when you could drink like 32 of these beers while not, and you're fine. Now my second one, I need to lay down and take a nap.
Yeah. Well, I used to be, you know, used to get buzzed, and your buzz would last for like 8, 9, 10 hours. You know, you'd start at noon in college on a Saturday or Friday and go all the way until midnight, 1 o'clock. Now it's the opposite. Because now you get buzz and lasts about 3 hours, but the hangover lasts 10 hours.
Oh yeah!
It used to be the buzz lasted 10 hours, 10 hours, and the hangover was 2 hours.
Yeah. Now, Frosty's drink when in college, when he would buy me booze because I was underage.
Hey,
was apple schnapps?
Apple schnapps, lightly chilled.
Just that syrupy apple schnapps. I should have known.
I had them pancakes once. It was amazing, just amazing. The thing is now if I go on some sort of wild drinking thing, like we do our drinking show or New Year's Eve rolls around, the next day is gone.
Right.
You know, it's how many of you, like, you have to cross off January 1st from the calendar, like it never exists.
Right.
You wake up somewhere on the 2nd.
Right. Have you fine tuned your buzz? You know what it takes now to get your buzz going?
Well, it doesn't take as much as it used to. I guess my liver's shot. Why are you laughing? That's as funny as the door handle thing.
Yeah, for drinking shows, he doesn't know how to fine tune his buzz. I don't know if
he goes over every time.
What does that mean? I'm not sure. What does that mean?
Well, I mean,
fine
tune
the buzz.
You get to a certain point where you know you're buzzed enough, and then you just sort of you know
when
you nurse
cut yourself
it
off.
And ride
why
it.
Would you stop?
There you go.
I have a problem. Why would you slow down?
Like you don't want that hangover to last a week, so you know if you have one more beer, that hangover is going to happen. Do you know that point?
I don't think like that.
He doesn't know that point.
I can't stop. Look at the size of this gut. Once I start consuming whatever, I cannot stop.
Can you? You know what they call? By the way, I hope you know this is going to be offensive to all three of us, especially me. But you know they call binge drinking 5 or more drinks.
Oh, and 5 small drinks.
Yeah, 5,
it's like 5
small
6
shots.
6 ounces. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crap.
You know, a shot glass, if you fill it up, is 2 ounces. That would be 2 drinks. And they call binge drinking 5 drinks or more.
That's all I really do.
But why would you not do it? I mean, if you're, you know, who the hell has one beer?
Yeah, they sell them in packs of 6 for a reason. You can't stop
it. And who buys a 6-pack anymore? I can't tell you the last time I bought a 6-pack. I'm you know, struggling with those 36-packs. I'm hurting my back to get my beer home. I'm actually and going out of my way to go get cheaper beer down
the
street.
When you're the shopping cart at the liquor store, you might have a problem.
Do you remember, Frank, in the Midwest, and I don't know if they have it here west of the Rockies, but there used to be a company called Stroh's Beer.
Oh, yeah.
Stroh's.
That's my grandfather's beer, yeah.
Do they even sell Stroh's out here?
I don't think Stroh's still exists.
Maybe not, but it used to come in 30 packs. 30 beers.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Stroh's was my grandfather's beer, the bottle of Stroh's. Yeah. It was a brown bottle with a small neck on it.
Yes.
And it was a short, fat bottle. And he used to have one of these after work, and I would bring it to him. And whoever brought him the beer got a Dixie cup full of beer. So when I was like 6 or 7 years old, I got, you know, 2 or 3 ounces of beer. And that's where I knew I really enjoyed that. Because even at 6, you know, you have 3 ounces of beer. That's probably like 4 drinks for me right now. And I like buzzing around at 6, 7 years old. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, my great uncle, who was a magician, he drank Stroh's. And he said that they went to the 30-pack when he stopped drinking.
Oh.
I don't know what ever happened to him.
You know, and you know what's great is that... You know,
I don't know if he's still pulling a trick off because I've never seen him since that day.
I love that Budweiser and Miller and all these companies, I think even Heineken does it too with the cans, but they make it look like a briefcase. Like this, there's like a business aspect to drinking, you know? You got the handle on it, and you look like, you know, like, hey, this guy's not, doesn't have a problem. He's a businessman.
Right. Where's reality?
With this briefcase there.
You should make the backpack for the outdoorsy drinker.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's like when the cigarette commercials used to show shots of the clean air outside in the Rocky Mountains.
Right.
And a cigarette pack would be bouncing through the air. Well, okay, if you smoke, this is going to be smoky, and there won't be clean air. It's kind of like, I need more beer now. Hello?
Right. Okay. Have you tried the Heineken, the 5?
Is it hot as balls in here?
Yeah, it is hotter than this.
I'm always sweating
because
I'm...
The lights are on because the cameras are on.
Oh, because the cameras.
Yeah. See, I'm always sweating because I'm fat. I can never tell when it's too...
No, it's hot.
Too hot.
You're
not going to
pass out, are you? You're going to pass out.
I don't know.
All right, check out, thanks to StickCam, StickCam, StickCam. We're on the internet right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hello, internet.
So people can see you. Go to
Netherlands.
971freefm.com. 971freefm.com.
Are they still in business?
Yeah, and you can see Frosty and Frank from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank there with us. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.